we are very excited to be spending this afternoon in springtime with one of the hottest singers on earth the past two decades. Please welcome Holly Cole. And that's how we get that started. Holly Cole, live in the studios here at KPLU. Holly, could you introduce the band? They sound fantastic.
They sure do. I am so blessed. This is Aaron Davis on the piano, George Kohler on the bass, Davide Lorenzo on the drums, Johnny Johnson, and so many reeds, you can't believe it.
A beautiful version of I Only Have Eyes for You, a song that we all know, but... Holly Cole always brings a little something extra to the table when singing songs we think we all know. You're a master of finding the subtext in songs. What about that song makes it so David Lynchian for me?
David Lynchian is a good way to put it. I'll tell you, Abe, subtext is my best friend. And for me, every song is attractive equally as much musically as it is lyrically, and the two have to be a good marriage. And what attracts me the most is subtext. I mean, with music, you can change a lot of things, you know. With text, if you really change it, except for its attitude, it's really not the same song, you know. So you have to do it with attitude, and the music can help change the attitude. And that song, to me, has always been slightly serial killerish, slightly, not necessarily that bad, but slightly a bit of a crazy land, like when everything completely disappears just because the person is around. I mean, I've been in love before, but I can still tell when I shouldn't walk across the street in front of traffic and stuff, you know. So that song has always attracted me in that way, that it is, that it really attracts a little bit of the serene and odd crazy land.
Holly Cole is live in our studios, and there's a brand new CD out called Night, which is wonderful. But it took a while to get this CD to your fans. 5 years? 4 years?
Yes, almost 5 years. What happened was we all recorded it over in increments. We knew we were going to record it in increments because we wanted to do it that way. But the concept wasn't in advance that it would be about the night or songs conceived about the night. That happened along the way as the album took more and more time, because a bunch of things happened, personal things in our lives. We were, for instance, most of the band, we were in Japan for the huge earthquake, and we decided to take a break after that for recording and stuff, and it was a life-changing event for all of us. A number of different personal things happened to us, but it's a collection of songs that it discovered itself along the way. Along the way, I went, wow, since I've always been a night person, but along the way it became like this, well, this song was written at night, this song was conceived at night, this idea happened at night, these tunes were recorded at night. They all had a kind of a night theme, and that it showed itself along the way, really.
You mentioned Japan, and I think there's something, if you haven't made a trip to Japan yet, here's a spot that you want to go to, the Holly Club. You actually have a club in Japan named for you.
It freaked me out. I'm telling you, someone said we should go to, it's called the Holly Bar, actually.
The Holly
Bar.
Someone
said we should go to the Holly Bar, and I thought, oh, that's neat. There's a bar that has the same name as me. And then I went there, and it was like, nope. It's named after you. And I got there, and they played only my records, and they had pictures of me everywhere. And it's a tiny little place, like those little New York bars, beautiful little place and stuff like that. But it really was very surprising. We all went there, and we signed the walls and all kinds of things, and it's quite flattering.
Next time you're there, stop by the Holly Bar. That sounds like a lot of fun. We'd love to hear another song. I know you're a big Tom Waits fan. Tell us about choosing Walk Away for your record.
Well, Tom Waits, I've been a fan of his forever, and he's quite a lover of subtext, too. And he is such a lyricist, such a beautiful musician, and we share a lot in common. Minimalists, love the piano, mm-hmm. Love jazz and blues and such. And so this is, we did a whole record of his, actually, called Temptation. But this is another one of my favorite Tom Waits songs.
Holly Cole live in the studios on KPLU.
Walk away, walk away. 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 Walk away.
Dark King was a widow from the bone of Cain, with a little drop of poison, a red, red blood. She needed a way to go right around the bend. I wanna walk away and start over again. There are things I've done I can't erase. I look in the mirror, see another face. She needed a way to go right around the bend. I wanna walk away and start over again. No more rain, no more roses. I'm on my way to shake my face. just in cool, 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 coupon winner in every place. Say there's a heart that's beating on every page. The beginning, if it looks just like the end, it's time to walk away and start over again. Yeah. Coupon winner in every place. Hey, there's a heart that's beating on every page. The beginning of it starts right at the end. It's time to walk away and start over again.
Walk away, walk away.
Yeah.
Walk away, walk away.
Come on.
Walk away. Walk away, walk away.
Time to start over.
Walk away, walk away.
I said it, I said it, I said it.
Holly Cole and her band with a great Tom Waits tune that you can find on her brand new CD, Night. Holly, it's a wonderful album and a really cool selection of songs. There's a James Bond theme on there and some Captain Beefheart and some Gordon Lightfoot and an original of yours that we're going to hear in just a bit. How did you go about selecting songs for the album? And do you think that your audience by now expects you to do pop songs the way you do them?
I don't know what the audience expects. I think they don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. But the way I went about picking songs is the way I always do, which is this. It's not really about an era of music, you know, even though sometimes the albums I've done have had a lot of songs that have been from, you know, the 40s and 30s and stuff. It's really about songs that are beautifully written and songs that mean something to me. I hear people ask me this all the time, like, this is a beautiful song, why don't you do it? And I go, it sure is a beautiful song, but it isn't something I can reinvent that I really feel is something that could be new for me. I love hearing Sarah Vaughan do it. I love hearing, you know, Sophie Millman do it. I love hearing someone else do it. But it isn't something that really strikes me as something that I want to bring something new to. And with the array of talent that I have surrounding me, to help me do that, I take into consideration all of their personalities and what we all want to bring to a song, you know.
Now, I understand you were raised in a musical family with some classical musician parents. Is that right?
Yeah, both my parents are classical pianists. And actually, everyone in my family had to become, to a certain degree, a classical pianist. I did not get to extremely high level of classical piano playing, but my parents are both great classical pianists, and it was. I'll tell you something. You know what, Abe? It's like this. My parents, who they achieved a high level of classical musicianship. And my older brother, Alan, he writes music for theater. He went in Boston to Berklee College of Music, which is where I discovered jazz. But really, I think when I heard jazz, to me, my parents had been educating me, you know, my ears and stuff for years, even though I wasn't, as a lot of kids aren't. I love classical music now, but as kids aren't, I didn't love classical music as a kid. You know, it seemed kind of regimented and uptight to me, sort of. But I think that education at the same time really I learned a lot. And when I heard jazz, you know what it was like? It was like classical music for people who were bad, you know, like, and that sounded all right to me. And so it still does kind of. And but I think that's kind of, and the spirit of improvisation was there too. And also, it really was about making a very personal statement. And that to me was, and still is, very attractive idea.
Probably one of the most personal statements a musician can make. And there's fantastic jazz musicians that can go an entire career without doing this, but writing their own songs.
True.
Can you?
Yeah.
We're going to hear one of your own originals next. Can you tell us about writing this song?
Sure. Well, okay. I'll tell you a funny story about it. People ask me all the time, you know, in these kind of pop interviews and stuff, they go, what's the sexiest thing about a guy? You know, and it's like, well, you know, it's kind of a silly question, but I think, you know, people go, you know, his ass or something like that. Well, that's not really what I'm interested in. I said, the sexiest thing about a guy or a girl, I mean, or about a person, like the most intriguing thing, put it this way, about a person, whether it's a man or woman, it to me is if they have a twinkle in their eye and if they look like they have a secret. And I want to know it. And that intrigues me more than anything. And that's what's for this song, which clearly was written at night.
Holly Cole Band, live in the studios here at KPLU.
You've got a secret. It's there in your eyes. A curious twinkle that you can't disguise. Oh, tell me, what is your secret? What have you seen? Your eyes tell a story. In hazel and green, will anywhere you wander, or anywhere you roam, you bring with you the ghosts that talk to you when you're alone. A ship today, a ship today, way. Ship today, come on. Ship today. Sing a sad song.
You've got a secret.
What have you done? Your gaze holds a sadness, a something unsung.
Anywhere you linger, demons, 'cause within you they reside.